Today at 5 p.m. is the deadline for Greater Tulsa Area doctors to apply to join the Comprehensive Primary Care Initiative. And a lot of people in the medical community are encouraging more doctors to apply. They say that in other places in the country, the model of the patient-centered medical home, on which the CPCI is based, has shown a lot of results in improving patient health. But they also say it'll be good for the other participants as well.
From a mercenary standpoint, we would like to see our costs go down. Right now, our cost in healthcare is terrible.
That's Dr. Jack Summers with Community Care of Oklahoma. Community Care and Blue Cross and Blue Shield both say their foremost goal is improving the health of Oklahomans. But they also say it's to their advantage that better health comes with lower costs. So the insurance companies benefit too. But Summer says that's still not all.
The other thing that we see when we go to patient-centered medical home is it also generally makes physicians happier in their practice. You know, they're so overburdened with regulation and paperwork and trying to run patients in and out that they've really lost the joy of practice. The patient-centered medical home reestablishes the way care is delivered, and they really enjoy it a lot more.
Dr. Robert Hauger is a primary care physician with the Warren Clinic. He's applying for the CPCI because he's excited about what he calls the transformative effect it could have on the way he delivers care. In fact, he's already tried out a few of the techniques that the new program would incentivize.
I met with a group of patients 2 or 3 weeks ago who had congestive heart failure and as a group. And that was something that I had never done before. And I learned a great deal about that and saw the value after talking with those people in a group setting that I really hadn't appreciated as I went through my day and saw people individually. It was really quite amazing to watch how they interacted with one another, how they taught one another, and the opportunities that I had to teach them in that setting.
Group care is one of those things that Dr. Hauger doesn't actually have a lot of time for right now, but with extra help from the new program, he could do more of. Dr. Summers says he's had some concern from doctors about what might happen to the program if the Affordable Care Act were to be repealed. But he says that shouldn't stop people applying.
You know, Medicare and these health plans have agreed to give you this much money for 4 years.
As a community, we've been doing our homework to prepare for this for years now.
That's My Health Access Network's Dr. David Kendrick. He says this isn't the first initiative the local medical community has taken up to address Oklahoma's suffering system. It turns out this might not even be a story about the Affordable Care Act after all.
Truthfully, ACA legislation didn't sway me one way or another to believe in this program.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield's Dr. Joe Cunningham. He says while the federal money that will come in is important,
it's not prohibitive to this process going forward. You know, what it did allow us to do is to discuss with other payers or competitors, if you will, options how we can partner to truly improve the health of Oklahomans.
I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.